Hello.
My name is Gabriel, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the
Yes.
person who requests this call?
Yes, this is she. I need to file unemployment.
Okay, I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. You want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes.
May I have your Social Security number?
419-96-5957.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Ruth Derrico Means, 11073, Derrico.
Okay, one minute. And can you verify your driver's license number for me?
581-3515.
Okay, one moment. Do you consider
Hello?
yourself disabled? I'm still here, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. No, ma'am.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than
No.
180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
Checking account.
Okay. May I have their routing number?
262. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that round number is 262-08-7528.
Hey, that's 262-087528.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your account number?
317-09975.
And that's 317-09975.
Of Vadian Credit Union.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
101 Leaf, LEAF, Lake, LAKE Boulevard, apartment 1016, Birmingham, 35211.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address or is it the same?
The same.
Has your address changed in last year?
No.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
205-514-1995.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1123 South Holt Street, 500 Chapel Ridge Place.
That one, 500
Okay.
Chapel Ridge Place.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mobile, Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Gardendale, or none of the above?
Garndale.
Okay. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
You say what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
This past Friday.
Okay. The 9th?
Yes.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you...
No, not the 9th. Wait a minute. What was Friday? This Friday just passed. That was the 9th?
The 9th, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for your business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on commission-based, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Not late night. I'd rather not be out late night due to it's so bad right now, but yes, I'm available.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No. No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess 10.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage which you will sell?
18.
Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
January 6th.
Okay.
I'm filing for starting today through January 6th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
No.
Okay.
I'm a sub.
Okay. And you say you were a sub teacher?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what's the name of this job, the company name?
Kelly Services.
Okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
Hold on.
Okay.
One 800-528-0049.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
Jennifer, March of 21.
Okay. What day in March?
I'm not sure.
Can you give me an estimated date?
March 5th.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for this job?
School is out for Christmas vacation.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 5773.
Okay, 5773.
Okay, and I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Oh, they changed the number. I thought it was 458.
No, ma'am, it's 1-800-752-7389.
That's the number I'm supposed to file every week?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, I need to write it down. You said 1-800-752-7389. Hold on. What else?
7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday.
Okay,
with
I got
four
it. I'm sorry.
PIN number.
I was writing it down. I'm sorry. I was writing it down. What did you say?
Okay.
File
your
on
weekly.
Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
So file
information
on Sunday, that number.
Yes, ma'am. You have until 5 p.m. on Friday to complete your weekly certification.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. If you have any questions regarding this booklet, that's going to be mailed to you. Or if you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days, you can call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line.